From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The exchange of threats and harsh rhetoric between North Korea and U.S. President Donald Trump has rattled many investors. Stock prices fell in Asia, Europe, and the United States, while demand rose for safe haven investments like gold. Wednesday, key stock indexes in Hong Kong, Germany, and France were down by 1% or more. U.S. stocks were off as much as 0.4 percentage point during Wednesday's trading, but recovered some ground by the close before Tuesday's angry exchange of words. U.S. stocks had been setting a series of record highs. Meanwhile, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and many others stand with President Trump.
We would like to see results. The pressure campaign, we see that working. The international community is in agreement with the United States and many of our partners and allies on putting additional pressure on North Korea. The secretary happens to be coming back from the ASEAN conference, where they had tremendous success. It was a good week for diplomacy.
North Korea's threat against Guam spotlights a Western Pacific U.S. territory that looms large as a military asset despite being smaller than Singapore. But its governor, Eddie Baza Calvo, says he's not rattled by the North Korean threats.
At this point, there has been no change in the security situation here in Guam. I've gotten assurances, again, from all levels, both local command and in Washington, D.C., that this island will be defended and is... And the United States military has their forces ready to protect and defend not only Guam, but all American interest in this region and the homeland.
Pyongyang is about 3,300 kilometers northwest of Guam. This is VOA News. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta appears headed for re-election while his opponent charges massive fraud in Tuesday's elections. Kenya's Election Commission said as of late Wednesday, with 96% of polling places counted, Kenyatta led opposition leader Raila Odinga 54% to 44%. Officials have up to a week to verify the results and announce a winner, but Odinga alleges hackers carried out what he calls a massive and extensive attack on the Election Commission's computer system and that the results announced so far are fraudulent. Shortly after Odinga spoke Wednesday, several hundred protesters in his western stronghold burned tires and clashed with police who fired tear gas. Six Red Cross workers were among 30 people killed in clashes between a militia and self-defense group in southeastern Central African Republic. News of the bloodshed emerged Wednesday, 6 days after the violent fighting at a health center 70 kilometers from a town started. Last week's incident was the third this year in which the Red Cross workers and the CAR have been among the casualties. Many humanitarian workers have been blocked from doing their work, and militants also have tried to kill wounded enemies in public health facilities. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents raided the home of President Donald Trump's former campaign chief in the pre-dawn hours late last month, intensifying their probe of Russian interference in last year's presidential election. The raid on the home of Paul Manafort, a longtime Republican political operative who has had deep financial ties to Russia and Ukraine, occurred just outside Washington in suburban Virginia and without warning. Aides to the 68-year-old Manafort confirmed Wednesday that federal agents executed a search warrant on July 26th, seizing documents and other materials. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif held a rally Wednesday to demonstrate political power. This is just days after the country's highest court disqualified him from holding office for concealing his assets. Critics are questioning his tactics, which they say defies the rule of law and demonizes the Supreme Court. Sharif left the national capital, Islamabad, Wednesday, bound for Lahore, his native city in eastern Pakistan. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has imposed sanctions on 8 more Venezuelan officials in retaliation for helping create a new legislative body that is expanding the power of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The sanctions were announced Wednesday by the U.S. Treasury Department. They will freeze the U.S. assets of the target officials, including the brother of a deceased Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.